This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back in here on a Wednesday on QAM. We got a big crew here with us this morning, Dan Day. I'm Hollywood. Blake is here. That was Brittany on the update. Beautifully done, Brittany. Nice catch on that news, by the way. That's big F1 news. Christian Horner out at Red Bull for all of our F1 people out there. Jamie, our new guy, is here with us too. So, yeah, everyone is here this morning. But, yeah, if you are an F1 fan, that's actually pretty big news, man.
Speaking of Red Bull.
It's been a struggle for Red Bull this year.
There's been whispers that Max Verstappen might be jumping ship.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for old Red Bull. They used to, last year, they won every single race.
Max Verstappen just walked away.
Yeah, it's the McLarens now.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's seen the new F1 movie, by the way. You saw it, Brittany?
I'm a huge F1 fan.
Are you?
I really, I huge. Like,
you,
huge.
You went all weekend. You went all
weekend. I went
weekend.
The whole weekend when
I
they
love
were here.
It.
I'm a huge F1 fan.
Really?
Yes. So that was like, I was telling him, I'm going to throw this in and I don't know if anybody cares about it, but it's a huge deal that he got fired. So
it is
I had
a huge deal. No, that's great. I'm glad you did. I happen to be a big F1 fan
too.
Oh,
really? Well, I'm glad I have an F1
I'm just
fan.
One of those, like, I went to the event and kind of really got into it because I think the cars are incredible, especially when you see them in person.
Yes, agreed. It's very impressionable.
Yeah.
I became a fan because one of my really good friends is a fan, and then she kind of got me into it. And then I watched Drive to Survive, and from there, it snowballed, and now I'm a huge F1 fan. And I went this past year, like I said, all 3 days. Had campus pass.
That's awesome.
And it was I'm a Ferrari fan by proxy because I'm a huge Lewis Hamilton fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I only have it in me to go one day, Brittany. I make it out one day. I take my son, and we go every year. But we just went to see the F1 movie. Did you see the movie
yet?
Yes,
I did. I saw it. I saw it in 4DX.
Okay. I got to ask.
You saw it? Wait. Hang on.
What is 4DX? Right. What in the world?
Dan and I were talking about movies earlier this morning, and there are – so I go to buy tickets. I was to take my son. Look, I'm either the best dad or the dumbest dad out there. I sometimes take him to see stuff like this, and he's 8. And
oh,
I know. Like, yeah. See,
oh,
she,
I just
she
like had the realization.
She cringed
of, like,
in
yeah.
there. And so, like I said, I'm either like destroying him, or he's gonna like, oh, this guy's cool. He's, you know, he took me to see all this stuff. So I go on to buy the tickets, and I don't go to the movies very often. I'm not movie theater guy. I like to watch at home if I can. There were like 8 different ways to watch this movie. There was IMAX, there was laser IMAX, there was IMAX 3D, there was Dolby Atmos, Dolby something. Like,
yeah.
There's 8 different tickets and theaters you can watch the movie at the same place, all at different times. I think we saw the regular IMAX one.
Wait, so did you have the full like 360, like no, like 180 screens? Because that's what IMAX...
It was IMAX. Now, So again, I don't go to the movies very much. I remember IMAX, and maybe this is just like because I'm old now and I just don't remember it. I remember IMAX screens being like 50 stories tall and like, right? I don't know. Like the one we saw it on was like, yeah, I mean, it was a big screen, but it wasn't like, I didn't look at it like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, huge.
Now they're more horizontally big than they are vertically, I think.
Okay. So you kind of are surrounded by
yeah,
the screen?
So, okay. Well, I don't know if he went to that one, but there is one where like, there's screens on the side of you. And so when you're there, there's those like scenes where you're in the car, you actually feel like you're in the car.
No,
I saw it in 4DX, which is the one that the seat moves.
Okay. Our seats didn't move.
I highly recommend. I mean,
really?
I know you already saw
the seats moved. Okay.
I highly recommend that you watch it in 4DX. It's
just too complicated. The movie game's too complicated. And with that being said, too, I was telling Dan about this. Not that anyone cares. They were supposed to have these. We went to the AMC in Aventura. And they were supposed to have these F1 popcorn buckets with the helmets of the fake. They have a fake racing team in the movie,
okay,
which is with Brad Pitt's character, and they have another guy, you know, his race, his partner or whatever in it. And they're the what is it? Apex
GP.
Something. Yeah, exactly. So they were supposed to have the popcorn helmets.
Yes, they didn't have them either.
No, I went to the. So I got an email. They go, this is the day we're going to sell them. It was the Thursday. We went on Thursday. And I went to the first showing, and I walk out, I say, hey, we'd like to get one of the popcorn buckets. No, we can't have one because we sold them all yesterday to all these people. And sure enough, you go on eBay, and there they are with everyone trying to make $20 on these $35 popcorn helmets. They're selling them for $70 on eBay.
And now people are like, I see people now that are painting them to like replicate helmets of actual drivers, and they're reselling those too. Yeah.
Yeah, there is nothing out there that people won't scalp. I've come to realize, like, that's where we're at, by the way. We're selling popcorn helmets. And if you're a Disney person, too, you know, like, Disney popcorn buckets are very collectible. But I didn't realize this was going to be, like, a thing where we were going to have to dogfight to get one of these or start bidding on eBay to get a stupid popcorn helmet.
Don't cut anybody in line.
But anyway, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but that movie was fantastic.
It really was. Yeah.
Brad Pitt is so good.
I was going to ask, how's my fellow Woody, you know, New Orleans
I don't know
guy,
how old Brad Pitt is.
He's so good at everything, though.
Old.
Is he? Like, he can't be. I don't know. He looks like he's 40.
Some people are blessed, man.
And he's got this, like, there's some people out there that are just, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's a cool dude.
Yeah.
He's 61.
Come on.
I just looked it up. 61.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
61?
I'll tell you, one time I was at a Green Day concert at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans when he and Angelina Jolie were living in New Orleans. And he was sitting like mid first level. He wasn't even like on the floor, and he wasn't roped off. He was just hanging with his people like in the middle of the first level row at a Green Day concert on like a Friday night. I was like, what in the world? And it was nothing to go to restaurants or bars and be like, oh yeah, Brad Pitt came in here. He and Angelina Jolie came in a couple days ago and just had a couple of drinks and left. I'm like, he's just hanging out.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man, and he's really good in that movie. The movie's awesome. Texas says that is earth-shaking news in F1. It really is.
Yeah.
It's actually really
it's
big news.
It's huge news.
Because remember, and you brought up Drive to Survive. And for me, those shows are also a big driver.
Oh, for sure.
No
especially
pun intended.
In the United States.
but with these different sports, right? And like Sprinter. I don't know if you watch. Do you watch Sprinter?
Oh, that Sha'Carri Richardson.
Show was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And it got you in. Not that I care anymore, but it got you into sprinting for a little bit with the Olympics. You know, we're right there, and so it kind of got me into watching.
And
that.
You're familiar with some of the names, so you're a little more invested in the actual races.
But the F1 show is great, and I was kind of surprised. I'm on the season right now where he had all that stuff
so last
happen
season.
With the
what's
a nice way to put what he went through.
Allegations? Can we
allegations.
Just say, there? He has allegations.
Misconduct allegations.
Yes.
Yeah, he had the misconduct allegations.
Yes.
And they showed the entire thing.
They like, did not care. They did not.
No.
Wow. They didn't.
They didn't cut a little bit of it out, man. They showed the press conferences and they told the story about it.
He even showed the text messages.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. But he survived all that.
And then a couple races of bad performance and he's gone.
Yeah.
Again, which is crazy.
Winning changes a lot, man.
Every
in every sport. But yeah, they stood by his ass when that went down. But, oh, you're losing now?
Nope.
Yeah, you're gone.
Whoop. Max Verstappen might be leaving to Mercedes. I think you're done for.
Boy, that would be pretty crazy.
I think it's going to happen.
That would be pretty crazy. Someone said the theater with the screen on the sides is called Screen X. Yeah, that's what you said, Screen X, right? Regal.
Yeah.
It's at Regal.
Is that the one right off 95?
Yes,
by Sterling?
See, off, like in Hollywood, do you see right off the highway?
Even the building looks like a spaceship. Like, I'm like, whoa.
It does look like a cool place. I actually live on Sterling now, so I might have to go check that out at some point here.
Come by Duffy's on Thursday and Friday night? You can come on.
Yeah, I might do. I'll do both. Dan. I'll spend $30 a ticket to watch the movie, and then I'll come see you.
For free.
I got you for free.
Food
will probably be cheap.
No, free. We got
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful.
You got the Dan Day special.
Tommy in Hialeah says all the specialty buckets sell out at the screenings. The other night we got the Superman newsstand one. I am a memorabilia and card collector, but like, I don't know. This is just out of control.
I remember
the reselling of crap.
I know. I remember when I went to go see the Eras Tour movie. And there was...
Is that the Taylor Swift thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't do the Taylor Swift thing this morning.
Okay, fine. I won't.
I had an ordeal like none other getting my wife into that stupid concert.
I had an ordeal as well.
Did you go?
Yes,
did you go when she was here?
I did. Well, not in Miami. I went to Tampa.
Okay. Yeah. That is the toughest ticket in the history of tickets.
Maybe I was going to say ever. Maybe
there is no Super Bowl that will be tougher.
There's nothing that compares.
I mean, we had a pretty good Super Bowl down here with the Chiefs and 49ers, and people were walking around offering face value tickets.
Well, you got to understand.
I know Super Bowl ticket is expensive. They started like 35 or 4 grand, but those Taylor Swift tickets were another level.
You got to understand, there's a lot of people who go to the Super Bowl who aren't really football fans. They're just going for the spectacle, or maybe their company gave them tickets. Everyone that goes to a Taylor Swift concert is going because they like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
There's no casual fan.
Yeah, crazy people will spend that amount of money on tickets.
I'm going to spend $3,500 just to see what it's all about.
My
ticket was $1,000.
It was absolutely brutal.
That was face value, $1,000, 3 rows from the stage.
Wow. Well, you're lucky you got a face value ticket because I will tell you that I reached out to every person I know. I tried every person in this building, and they were like, nope, you're out of luck. There's no face value tickets to be had. Good luck. Mm. But I did get her in eventually. Joe, helped out with that.
That's well documented now.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
That was it. I'll never ask him for another favor again. I said, this is the one, man.
That's what you do.
If you're ever going to come through.
You build up all that goodwill, good faith, and then when you really need it, you use it. Now you're back down to zero, but it's worth it.
So since Saturday is Lilo and Stitch at sunset at 11 a.m.
Oh, no.
Those Disney movies, man. We're going to Disney in like 2 or 3 weeks from now. I don't know why I'm doing the summer Disney thing, but we're going to do it. We're going to go for it. Cheapest ticket to get in the door last year was over $6,000. I don't know if he's talking about Super Bowl or Taylor Swift. I'm guessing Taylor Swift.
Probably too easy.
Super Bowl tickets tend to drop off in value towards the game, so I'm guessing that was Taylor Swift there. The 813 here, Dan says, spaceship like 2001 Odyssey. So I said I would understand the reference.
Stanley Kubrick.
I do understand. Not that Odyssey, Dan. There's a different one. If you're driving out of a Bulls or Bucks game from Raymond James Stadium, you'll pass by said spaceship. this guy says, Brad Pitt not far off from Joe. Talk about a difference. Joe keeps up though. He keeps up though. He does a good job at 60. I think Joe's like 68 now.
Okay, yeah. Joe's great.
Like 5 or 6 years to him. I'm sorry, Joe. Yeah, man. Brad Pitt, cool dude. He's a cool dude as an F1 guy, and he looks the same age as all the other F1 guys who are probably like in their early 20s. But I didn't know about this popcorn bucket thing. I probably should have known.
I probably should
have slept outside the theater if I wanted to.
You would
to get
be $25 richer now.
I don't sell, Dan.
Oh, you're not selling.
That's the thing about me. I don't sell. I collect. I do not sell. I have not sold a single thing
ever.
And I am trying to get my son to get at some point where like we do have enough stuff now where I'm like maybe we could sell some stuff and get some different stuff. You don't want to sell anything.
Okay.
So
he's a long-term investor.
He's a long-term. Exactly. All right. Alex Solana is going to join us here when we come back. We're going to talk some Heat hoops with Solana. And we'll get into some of this Dolphin stuff too, by the way, because a lot of texts are coming in. I asked a very simple question because some guy texted in this morning. He's like, the Dolphins are going to win 11 games. You're a negative jerk. I said, okay. You know, my simple question to you as Dolphin fans is, do you think on paper right now, as we sit here today on July the 9th, do you believe that the team got better or worse than last season? It's a simple question. Better, worse. What do you think? Let us know. 305-567-0560. We'll take a pause. Solana joins us next on QAM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in here. Hope everyone's having a good start to their Wednesday morning. We've made it just about halfway through the week here. Hollywood Dan Day, Brittany is driving the program today. Jamie, our new guy, is here. Blake is here hanging with us this week. So, well, this is the biggest crew we've ever had here on this show, as Joe is not with us here this morning, as I think everyone knows by now. Dan, we got a lot of texts coming in here about the Miami Dolphins, and again, I asked a relatively simple question this morning here after some guy got it stirred up with his 11-6 talk. Do you think the Dolphins are better or worse on paper than they were just 1 year ago? So I think it's a pretty simple question. I'm curious to see what people have to say about that. Texter here from the 484. I wonder where that is. My dad and I went to Super Bowl XIII. I think that's 8. Yes, I think if the numbers are on the right, it adds. Yes. If they're on the left, it subtracts. at the Orange Bowl in January of 1979. Pittsburgh and Dallas won them because they had Dolphin season tickets. Face value, $30. Says he has the stubs. He'll send us a picture. I would love to see that picture. Ooh. That is crazy, man.
484 is Eastern Pennsylvania.
Mm. I wonder what that, like, if you account for inflation, I wonder what that would be, though.
Still.
If you had $30 in 1979, what is that worth today? Like, still. $3
million? No.
let's see here. Texture says, I went to an AC/DC concert on the floor up front for $20. There you go. Years ago, late 80s. Yeah, you're not going any. You barely get to. I don't even think you get to a movie for $20 now.
I go see indie rock bands for more than $20.
Yeah, it's $20 to get a beer at most of these places.
I was at Kaseya this past weekend for, it was a dual concert with Enanitos Verdes and Hombres G, and a beer is
hang on. Before you get to the beer price, who is this concert?
This is some Latin American band. Well, one's from Spain, one's from Argentina. And I think just a regular beer, like a Michelob Ultra or a Bud Light. It is 24 ounces, though, 25 ounces, $17.50.
Wow. Fantastic. And I don't know what the going rate on beer is these days. You can get, a 12-pack at least for that?
Maybe? Yeah.
Depending on what you're drinking these days?
Depending on what you're getting. But yeah, so I think it was $17.50. That's before tip.
Yeah.
Before that, you give them money to open the beer for you.
Beautiful. I thought this was funny too, by the way. So this popped up, and I don't know how many people are doing this nowadays. We've been doing this, my fantasy football league, because fantasy football is coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
My fantasy football league has been traveling. We all get together as all buddies from school. And we have been getting together since, I don't know, the early 2000s. We've been getting together since school finished, one place or another. We've traveled all over and done our fantasy football drafts. We make a weekend out of it. It's like our only guys' weekend of the year. Now everyone's busy with kids and all that stuff, and so we still make it a point to do this every year, and we have ours coming up at the end of August, same weekend every year. ESPN sent this out, Dan, and they have the ESPN Fantasy Football Ultimate Draft Weekend. Apparently, this is the second year that they've done this. They are at the in the Bahamas for this event, at the Baja Mar, which looks very nice. Mm-hmm. And they have all their analysts are going to be a part of this thing here. And there's ESPN hosts, celebrity guests. There's a bunch of players or former players that are going to be involved in this. And it's like, it's amazing because a lot of places now are doing fantasy football packages. And, you know, like when we did Vegas like a year ago for fantasy football, and every place there has these different setups, and you can get as nutty as you want with your fantasy football draft if you go to Vegas. I mean, there's wow. The sky's the limit there for what you can do. Are a lot of people doing this now, though? Like, are a lot of people, their fantasy leagues, getting together? Solana, who is going to join us at some point, I guess whenever he wakes up. Now I might never pay him. I owe him money for last year's fantasy football league. He might have just screwed himself out of that. But we have our draft here, and we didn't even get together to do it. We did it on the computer.
I was doing it while I was actually working. So
you were working during the draft?
Yeah, I was hosting trivia. So I'd ask a question, wait for my time, pick. You know, I was on my phone the whole time. So, yeah. What did you guys do on these trips? Do you guys rent a room? Do you just get meet?
Dan.
Or do you just meet in one of the hotel rooms?
As the years have gone by, we do less and less.
I don't.
There's a lot of just like laying around at these drafts now. But we've done a lot of different cities. This year we are staying in Florida because some of the guys are new fathers, and the travel just gets a little trickier. So we're staying local this year. Some guys have to fly in because not everyone lives in Florida. But okay. So we are staying a little bit more local for the people that needed it this year. But yeah, we've done Vegas, we've done Key West, we have done We've done a bunch of different
things. As far
cities.
As the draft, what do you do? What's special about it? Like, do you meet in a room? Do you meet in a lobby? Do you go somewhere, a restaurant? What's going on?
You're really trying to embarrass me here, and I understand. I appreciate that, and I do get a lot of heat for this.
I've gotten
a lot of heat for a lot of years for this, and yes, we do make draft shirts. It looks like a bachelorette weekend, yes. we do that, and we have a setup. We play NFL music for like a little while, and then the commissioner gets up and he speaks to everyone, and we have the owners meeting, which we decide where we're going to do. We vote on our next draft location. We vote on league rule changes and stuff like that, and then we have the draft, with a big board, and you walk up and you put the sticker, right? And there's all these different rules during the draft. Like if you go up there and you go to select a player that's already been selected – so what we'll do is there'll be a stool or something, or a little table right in the front there, and there's a little shot of whatever the drink of choice is for that weekend.
Right.
And if you do something like that, if you mess up the flow of the draft, you have to take a shot.
Okay.
It's one of the rules that we have there.
Nice.
And we have all these weird rules. And anyway, that's what we got going on for draft week. And I just thought it was funny that ESPN now is getting involved, and they have like your whole trip you can take. And $400, $450 it says, per night, and there's a little plus-plus next to it. I don't know what the plus-plus means, but I'm guessing that there's some add-ons there. But they have, it's just kind of funny, man. Like, the Saturday, they have, like, a VIP draft day strategy session.
Oh!
This is all this ESPN stuff. They got a draft prep cocktail reception.
Well, that's important.
it's amazing what fantasy football has turned into, but I don't know if people are out there traveling here for their fantasy football drafts and getting together with the boys.
It sounds fun to me.
Yeah, we love it, man. We love it, and we're lucky we get to do that every year. We'll take a pause here. I want to get back to the Dolphins stuff when we come back here, because it is a polarizing topic as far as this team goes, because in my view, I feel that people are fed up, and that's the vibe I get. Now, apparently, this guy texts in this morning and says a majority of fans are really excited for this season, and we think it's just going to be great, and we're going to get 11 wins.
11 wins.
I don't know if that's accurate as far as what the majority, like if we did a Twitter poll, or if we went around polling people and ask them, like, how fired up are you? Like, I have had more people, let's just put it this way, I've had many more people text in and say that they're getting rid of their tickets than people that have texted in and be like, I bought tickets this year. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting, but maybe I'm wrong. We'll check in on the text line when we come back, 305-567-0560. You can shoot over your texts here on this Wednesday morning on QAM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in here on QAM. Brittany's been on a roll with the music this morning. I'm Hollywood Dan Day along here with you on this Wednesday morning. A lot of stuff going on in our little sports world here, but we have zeroed in on the Dolphins once again here. Some guy got it all fired up this morning. I do, by the way, realize that, yes, people tend to reach out in a negative way, that neither the positive people have a quieter voice than the negative ones. I completely get that, and I'm aware of that, which is, again, why I said yesterday that there are people in different businesses around this that would prefer the team lose because it makes it easier to come in and, you know, and just ramble about, you know, the team sucking. I would prefer... much prefer that the team won 11 games, like this guy says. He actually just circled back around and said 12 now. I think now he's just messing with me. But no, the guy was like, oh, you know, 11-6. You know, we're excited for this season. And I get that there are some Dolphin super fans out there that, like, whatever crap they roll out, you're going to be excited. And I'm incredibly excited for the NFL season. I mean, those NFL Sundays are the best. Like, there's nothing better in sports, unless I'm missing something, than plopping down on the couch at noon and starting to watch those pregame shows and those stupid fantasy football shows where they tell you who to start and who not to start, and they're always wrong. It's just nothing better, man. You got the red zone on, or you got the Dolphin game on, and NFL Sundays are awesome. And the games move so beautifully, right? You get that 1 o'clock window, it goes right into that 4 o'clock window. Then you get a little breather to say hi to your family, and then you get the Sunday night game. It's just NFL Sundays are perfect, right?
That's great.
Now, with that being said, too, the Dolphins have messed up a lot of Sundays. Mm. You know, they have put together some bad games over, especially last season, late in last season when their offense really struggled. I think that there is a path to the Dolphins getting to double-digit wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's impossible. I don't think they're the Browns or, you know, something like that where they're just going to be a disaster.
No.
I think that it's going to be very difficult, and I think that things would have to break in a very positive way for them to get to double-digit wins, right? And now what we're doing is...
Ooh.
We're doing this on paper, right? And we're assuming that everybody stays healthy.
I just did the math and as a schedule, and I got to 11 wins, but that's me being as optimistic as I can be. And I'm not trying to be...
It can happen. There's a world where it happens, Dan.
Yeah.
There's a world when it happens. Now, again, if you said gun to head, you know, 8.5 is their win total. If you're on a Hard Rock app right now, you have to pick.
The mathematicians in Vegas have come up with that number.
I think that it is more likely... that they go under,
okay,
than it is that they go over. Now, again, it's even money, right? I think it's still, at least it was last time we checked, it's even money, right, at 8.5. So I do think it's clearly possible that they could get to 9, 10, or 11. It's not impossible.
I'll get you to 11, and this is me being everything breaking our way in these games. Colts win week one. Patriots win week two. Bills, I'm not doing that. We're going to change the narrative. Now, that's a loss. Jets, you win. Panthers, you win. Chargers, you win. Browns, you win. Falcons, you win. Ravens loss. Bills loss. Commanders win. Saints, definitely a win. Jets, you get a win again. And then you get a win against the Patriots.
So you're just assuming that like the Jets and the Patriots will be somewhat of pushovers. And I don't see that being the case. I don't see that being the case. 813 says positive news doesn't sell and you guys need ratings. We don't. To be honest, like, I just want to see the team win. Good for business, bad for business, whatever it is. And it would be, that's not entirely true. I think it'd be much better for business if the team were good. I know it would be much better because I've been involved when teams have been really good, right? I've seen it with the Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurricanes have had a couple of seasons going back to, I'm not good with numbers with years, but whatever, the Notre Dame. Last time Miami beat Notre Dame.
It was like 2016.
Something like that. That was a year that, like, yes, our ratings were through the roof for the Hurricanes. And last year was really good, too, when the team was playing really well. So my point was that not that it's better for business. It's easier to do shows.
Yes.
It's easier to write articles when the team sucks. It's just easier. That's just the reality, right? If Tua gets hurt and the team derails, it's really easy to write a hit piece on Chris Greer. Right? It's harder when things are going really, really well to get those, like, you know, those hit pieces and those things that people
It's human nature. It's hard
drawn
to. It's hard to look away from a train wreck. It's hard to look away from a dumpster fire, but it's easy to look away from something that's just easy and smooth. I mean, it's just one of those things.
305 says, Hollywood, I'm not a super fan. I'm a fan that wants them to do well and shut up all the talking heads that have it all figured out. And I'm not talking about you because I hear it on ESPN. I hear it on the radio shows. Yeah, hey, man, look, I was driving in yesterday, and the show that we play overnight here, that the Pat Boyle show, he was getting after him. I've heard Mike Florio's done it for multiple weeks now. We played Tom Pelissero, who was doing it the other day. There's a lot of people that are very negative about the Dolphins. A lot of people. And they have every reason to be, man.
Right.
Like, until you show something, until you actually do something, what else do you have but hope?
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty much what you're relying on here. We got the 8 o'clock hour around the corner. We'll get more into it. A lot of texts are coming in here, so I want to read all of these. We certainly appreciate everyone participating here with us this morning. And let us know what you think, man. Do you think the Dolphins got a shot? Can they get to 10 or 11 wins? Or is it the under? Are we putting our hard earned dollars on the under? Dan said, Texas said, Commanders win. Dan, what are you on this morning?
Yeah. I said everything breaking our way. It's in Madrid.
Well, I think Dan was betting on the fact that their plane wasn't going to arrive in Madrid. They're going to fly to the wrong country and not show up for the game. Well, the 8 o'clock hour is next on QIM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.